for Stars Road Trip, I thought we would bring you Friday morning scatter shooting from the road for the first time ever from the game last night in Chicago. And I got a little help from two Blackhawks fans. One note, I botched the beginning of the joke line. The first line of the joke, it should have said a blind man was walking his dog, not just a man. So keep that in mind when you hear the joke. It's a blind man walking his dog. So here we go, making radio history.
And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal, Junior Miller, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, this is the first time we've ever taken scatter shooting on the road. We're at the United Center in Chicago, and I have two guest stars joining me for scatter shooting. What's your name?
Frank.
And?
Gabe.
Check, check, check. Test, test. Okay.
Unplug and plug back in.
It was on.
First time we've ever taken scatter shooting on the road. We're at the United Center in Chicago, and I have two guest stars joining me for scatter shooting. What's your name?
I'm getting it, but it's coming through one side.
Test, test. Okay.
We're not hearing it.
Oh, man.
Maybe the P1s are hearing it. I don't know.
Oh. Well, this is disappointing. Should I try this?
Yeah, but I don't know if that one's going to help because I think that it's your recorder.
What about going right off your recorder?
That mic you use records in one side.
Yeah, but Jared was getting it in there on his board. Sounded all good. Sounded all nice. But when you put it up on the air, it doesn't work?
Apparently not.
Apparently our ears only hear one side.
Huh. Well, that's a bummer. Should I try it straight off the recorder?
Yeah, try it off straight off the... Maybe we can salvage it.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see what we have here.
In the meantime...
You're still listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
There we go.
We're going to get it here?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Making radio history. Fighting through the...
It's the first time we've
problems.
Ever taken scatter shooting on the road. We're at the United Center in Chicago, and
100%.
I have two guest stars joining me for scatter shooting. What's your name? Frank and Dave. You guys are real Chicagoans, right?
Yes, we are.
We are definitely. You ready to scatter shoot?
I hope so.
Better.
I scattered shooting while wondering whatever happened to Tony Esposito.
No?
He's doing commercials sitting upstairs. He's Mr. Ball.
Gosh.
So the Bulls had the greatest player ever in Jordan, but they haven't had too many good centers, have they? They had decent centers. Like, outside of Artis, there's only you're not really making your...
Gosh.
Kevin Ventura starts his first season as manager at any level. Take over for Ozzie again, the White Sox. How often this year do you think, especially when the Sox play the Rangers, Ventura is going to have to answer questions about Nolan Ryan, put him in the headlock, and give him the beat down?
Or at least won't.
He got beat. It's embarrassing to have your manager as the guy who got the beat down. It's embarrassing to have Pitcher did that to a player. Chicago, fun fact. Let's see how well you guys know your city. You know that Chicago is home to the world's largest population of Polish people outside of Warsaw?
My area is 25% Polish.
Okay. Very good. Did you know that Lincoln Park, the Lincoln Park Zoo, is one of the last free zoos in the country? They don't charge the animals to live there.
No.
You know that Western Avenue is the longest street in the world. It's 28 miles.
What's wrong with 8th Street?
Is that what it is?
Your
terms are
hard.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. You would know better. And, you know that Chicago has 15 miles of public beach. We normally don't think of Chicago as a sports legend. I saw one poll of sports fans here in the Windy City. We had Jordan first, Walter Payton second, Dick Butkus third, Ernie Banks fourth, Bobby Hall fifth. You guys agree? Disagree? Anybody else you put up there?
Payton first?
Yeah, I go Payton first.
Yeah, I put Bobby Hall up there right here, too.
Higher in baseball.
What about Jeff Mayers or Stan McGainer?
So they're all up there. You know, it's hard enough.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pull it down there, Jer.
Well, those guys were right out of the SNL skit, boy, weren't they?
Their laughing is great.
They looked exact. One of them looked, the louder guy, the guy laughing, looked exactly like George Wendt from Cheers, Norm.
Yeah.
Looked just
the
like him.
They both sounded a little overweight. They both sounded like they may smoke and possibly drink.
Yeah.
A lot of
sausage. Three or four beers in.
So I hope that the P1s heard that over the air.
I hope so, too.
We're understanding it did not go over the stream.
You know, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but that's what happens when you try to make radio history. So hopefully everybody heard that.
I can confirm that 1310 had it on.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Good.
Right. So, unlike other days, we were good on 1310.
Good. All right. 7:51 here on Sports Radio 1310.